Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody give Jesus glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody stand to your feet whilst we receive God's prophet. And do me a favor, everybody from the back, we shouldn't tell you this again to avoid any distractions to the man of God. Can we do that quickly? Protocol, move, and let's do that very quick. And then move everybody away from the back quick. Let's do that quickly. Nurse and mothers and all, it's all right. Bring your baby. It gives us a lot of order whilst the man of God is flowing. The Lord bless you. Clap for them as they come. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate. Yesterday we had the privilege of receiving Apostle Paul Daniels and his sweet wife. My God. Hallelujah. How many people are ready tonight to receive God's glory? My God, my God. I watched the message again last night. I watched it again today. Man, God is speaking. Yeah, God is speaking. Relationship, not rituals. There are a lot of rituals. The rituals have become normal. Relationship is missing. The people who come to church are more interested in rituals, routines, traditions, gimmicks, hoodious mystics. Yeah. But we don't want a relationship with God. I heard one preacher saying, this is the only generation that believes it, that they can make it without process. They can make it without time. They can make it without prayer. They can make it without holiness. They can make it without godly living. And above all, this is the generation that believes that they can make it without God and faith. Very interesting. Very interesting. I want you to open your spirit. There is a man of God who is not interested in your offering. He's not interested in your offering. Because that is one big impediment to truth. Can you correct the word? No, sir. Feed you. I was a crab because I have a deal. Yeah. Fuck. Open your spirit and let God touch you. You who are assessed what tinny on tinny. Yeah. Tinny me bra me sacre. Me kwada mne mwa me sakra enye ye enti tine me ebreya me tiasia me timi sachi na magjune timi yi ni emebi enwa kwa na tine me kamisi kwa kamisi kwa kamisi kwa kamisi kwa. Hallelujah. Apostle, we believe that God sent you here to us. It is not about pulpit relationship, ministerial. We believe that you are a prophet sent to us. Yeah. We believe. And so, just like Maria said to the servants, whatever he tells you, do it. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, help me as I bring God's prophet. Come on, all you guys online, we are receiving a man of God. Amen.
Come on, can we do it better for the Lord?
Amen.
Once again, Papa, thank you so much for it's a humbling experience. And today he posted pictures on social media and I saw the picture myself and him say, whoa. All of a sudden, people are sending friend requests. I am the type of yatete, mama yente. But what really happened today, I was like, whoa. It's a humbling experience. Oh, today, God bless you guys. I don't really take this for granted. Can you lift up your hands with me, please?
Yehovah Nko. Na ye ni no oro na ye aho te ofo enemy nasu eya wano.
For me, Jehovah, na me ne no, hey, I want no, na ya kro kro, I hold it for, ye na ni na so, hey, I want no,
what's your name?
Blessed are those that you choose and you draw near to yourself. For the Bible says that you will satisfy them with the goodness of your house and the holiness of your temple. We admit, we acknowledge that our righteousness is like a filthy rag. Therefore, show us mercy tonight and satisfy us with the holiness of your temple. Satisfy us with the goodness of your house. Come on, lift up your voice, talk to the Lord. Father, tonight, satisfy me with the goodness of your house. No one comes to the Lord and return the same. No one comes to his house and return the same. The Lord should satisfy us with the goodness of his temple. The Lord should satisfy us with the holiness of his temple. In the name of Jesus. Satisfy us, Lord. Satisfy us, Lord. Satisfy us, Lord. Satisfy us, Lord. Satisfy us, Lord, with the goodness of your house and with the holiness of your temple. We don't want to leave the same. We don't want to retain the same. We don't want to leave the same. We don't want to retain the same. Satisfy us tonight. Satisfy us, Lord, tonight. Have your word tonight. Speak to us. We confess, Lord, that we are receptive. We are receptive. We are receptive, Lord. We are receptive. Speak to us. May your word not just come to inform. Let it come to transform. Let your word come to impact. Let it come to convict. Let your word come to remove every veil for us to know the realities. We pray, Papa, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, let your people encounter destiny through your word. Let your people encounter destiny through your word. And now, Holy Spirit, let us do this together, that all the praise will be given to the Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can I hear your loudest amen? Put your hands together and you may please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So humbling to be here once again. Golgotha 2023. Let me start by sharing a text with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 12. As usual, let's do NLT. Until I call otherwise. And I read. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Can we do the reading together? 3, 4, we go. All right, let's freeze that. I'll come back to it later. Golgotha 2023. Golgotha is a place where the crucifixion of Christ took place. The meaning of Golgotha is a skull. If you've been to Israel, you see where we are told the crucifixion took place. You see the mountain in the shape of a skull. So that's the meaning of Golgotha. Yesterday, I shared a few things with you. I explained to you that the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is central to our Christian life. It is central to our faith. Without the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. The evidence of our justification is that Jesus died and he resurrected. The cause of our sanctification is that Jesus died and he resurrected. The pledge of our glorification is that Jesus died and he resurrected. We are saved because blood was shed. That blood was no other blood but the blood of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Jesus gave the church an ordinance. That which we refer to as the communion. And he said, as often as you do this, you do it in the remembrance of me. This week, the whole world, believers all over the world are commemorating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Everyone, listen to me. Churches are having programs, conventions all over. We see billboards, beautiful ones flying here and there. Commercial adverts are running on our screens. Programs here and there, events here and there. Everyone is taking advantage of this Easter festivity. There is nothing wrong with it. There is no problem with it. But tonight, what I want to share with you is that on the hill called Golgotha, something happened. That thing cannot be trivialized. Therefore, as we go through the seasons, let us be mindful not to lose Jesus. We get so entangled, we get so engaged in the celebration, and we end up losing Jesus. It is Easter. Passover. I always want to refer to it as Passover. Passover. We should be careful and mindful that in our celebration of Easter, we don't lose Jesus. I'm sure you are raising questions that how can I celebrate Easter and lose Jesus? You can. That's why I shared that text with you. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Put it back on the screen. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to what? To fall. Say amen. Many have gone through such celebrations and have ended up losing Jesus. Why? Because all they were interested in was the ceremony. All they were interested in was the season because to them, it's another season. To them, it's another celebration. To them, it's another usual thing we do either March or we do in April. But can I tell you something? If you will celebrate this Jesus and end up, this Easter and end up losing Jesus, Easter is not different from Farmer's Day. But the difference between Easter, Passover, and Farmer's Day or Stigmat holiday is that it's about Jesus. I must end my Easter festivity. I must end my Easter celebration by getting to know Jesus more. By getting to understand Jesus more. By getting to know his ways more. Getting more closer to him in fellowship. Say amen. Amen. Let me add this. Yesterday I made some statements here. Papa was drawing my attention to some of them. Rituals. No. Relationships, yes. But can I do a follow-up? Relationship without fellowship will kill relationship. You may be related to, I may be related to him as my father, biological father. I may be related to her as my biological mother. But by reason of say on a woman, by reason of say on a woman, so I am related to her as a mother, but I can lose fellowship with them. And when that fellowship is lost for a long time, I can even end up losing that relationship. Say amen. So you see, things we may be doing during this time may be related to church. Things we may be doing this time may be related to Christ. But my dear, if you miss the fellowship aspect, Easter will be like Farmer's Day. Easter will be like 6th March. We will go through it, take communions, dance here and there, wear every dress we want to wear, but at the end of the day, we will lose Jesus. Are you with me? Any Easter convention, any Easter convention, any Easter program that Christ is not the central focus. Any Are you with me? Let's see the abbey. Oh, if you call into the all kind of men, so your friend may back, my quack could defend it. Messi, any quo in Susiebia and Yadiabe, and them. Jesus is the reason for the season. Therefore, as we go through the season, we should be mindful not to lose him. Because many have gone through and all they were interested. You see, it has become like a norm. Norm, if you knew your bad, there will be a Chinese Easter. Easter chemu ya do be a Chinese Christmas. Christmas chemu ya do be a Chinese 31st. 31st chemu ya do be a Chinese New Year. New Year chemu ya do be a Chinese. So, any dia be mad then dia. But let me tell you something. Where dia dia be abeniye? Don't just go through and lose Jesus like that. No. Because you can lose it. Don't think that you are too, whatever. You can lose it. Say amen. Turn the Bible with me to Luke chapter 2. Let's start from 41. Look at the text. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for Passover festival. So in our time, Quebec say every year they went to Jerusalem for Easter. Every year they gathered at Golgotha 2023. We had Golgotha 2021. I want to believe so. But this is the first thing. Okay. This is the first episode. But I'm sure Easter programs is here. So watch this. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. And I'm explaining to you that the Passover festival is the Easter we are celebrating. And the Passover was about Jesus. The Easter is about Jesus. Don't forget that. Can we go to the next verse? When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. Afiaso, yeko Easter convention. Afiaso, yeye Easter program. Afiaso, as I say, I'm sorry, you invited software, whereby you invited software. I wish I feel way Easter program, no, you're one of the usual ones in the people. Did you hear the man of God say, he said, the team Golgotha, this is the first time of the Atos. Any usual. Help me tell the one next to you, say, I feel way the any usual. Jesus and the mother and the father, the earthly father, Joseph, went to Easter convention. They went to Passover in Jerusalem. And Bible says that they went as usual. The next verse. And after the celebration, Easter Monday, they had the picnic at Tuaso. After the celebration was over, They started home. In other words, they went back home or they returned home to Nazareth. But Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first. Yahweh Golgotha 2023. Yahweh 2023 Easter. Easter dia ye do. Asori ye do. Mekoha, 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 mekoha. Mo why are there? But are you sure, sir, in all of it, no? You still have Jesus and not lose Jesus? Yahweh Easter. Mommy Mary and Papa Joseph. As she quite said, they are returning back to Nazareth. But the Bible says that they missed Jesus. Give me ESV. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know. Who would have believed? So be rebe fi Yeshua. Nanke nye Mary. Joseph rebe fi Yeshua enye news. Na enye Mary. Because Anyabia, Joseph didn't have a real connection with Jesus in any way. Because when Konkono nebe nye ebe konsivi Ravno Mokana say. Are you getting the point? It is a Joseph who poured refi Yeshua. Nankenye inu Mary. But Bible says that Mary returned to Nazareth. Jesus stayed behind, but his parents didn't know, so he was not part of them. How many have come to church, come to programs like this? Receive it, I receive it. Receive it, I receive it. They've been stirred up in meetings, prayer meetings, revival meetings like this, but they left the entrance of the doors of that meeting place, leaving that encounter behind. And they went with selfie pictures. They have their selfies on their phones, but the encounters, they missed it in this house. And people have left revival meetings, leaving the encounters, leaving the impartations behind without even knowing. Without even knowing, you know. Amen. 44. Because they assumed, they presumed. Bible talks about presumptuous sin. They assumed, they presumed he was among other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, can you imagine? A whole 24 hours went. Woman Kaiser, yes, one day passed before they got to know, say he is not among any of the relatives. Then they started looking for him. Let's pause. Let's dwell on a few points here that we move on. Take me to the 23. Let me underline something. I mean, did I say 23? 43, I mean, please. 43, speed up for me, please. The last part. He says that his parents didn't miss him at first. Give me the ESV on this one. His parents didn't know. Do you know why they did not know? They didn't know because they were not engaging him. Hello? They were still related to Jesus. That's what the Bible is referring to them as parents. They still had a relationship with him, but they missed the fellowship. Nena, midi kufi ntini Yesu be kufi Yesu. Yen ya pon ya yakon osi kufi Yesu. Niaba ya program no huni say. When it is here, what is seven? We must not ask for any big answer. Some of them can't fight with him. Okuvi, they fight with one another. Kra kra. And they were engaging Jesus. they were having a fellowship with Jesus, there is no way they would have missed him behind. But because they did not engage Jesus, they missed him. Japan Easter Convention, I saw for Beba, Mifriya, Ibi Beba. Papa so tifia, or also dine dia beka. Mama so dine dia beka. Say Japan, na ye wye go get 2023. Na waka o Bible to me say pine. Na wa miye biwa, you miss the fellowship. What will be left? Hey, your pictures, your picture, ya ubemo. Asa. If they were engaging Jesus, there was no way they would have missed him and not know. We come, we pray. Surely goodness message of your year, surely goodness, and only your last prayer for the next 1 week. Just your son, Bahabio, Niakasama, and Sasso. Hello? If we share the grace here, if we pray here, you live here, you don't engage Christ, you will show up the next Sunday because one or the other, you have a relationship with him. In other words, you are related to him. You are identified in a way to him, with him. But my dear, the Bema what you have benefited fully, it does not end with relationship. There must be one step ahead, and that step ahead is fellowship. That fellowship comes through studying the word. That fellowship comes through praying. Are you with me? That fellowship comes through communion with the Holy Spirit. If you ignore these things, you will lose Jesus and you will not know. And when you lose him through fellowship, I can guarantee you, sir, if you don't get back to track and you stay in that state for a long time, you will lose the relationship also. But we need to be careful. They missed Jesus, or Jesus stayed behind. They didn't know because they did not engage him. Amen. Let's go to the next verse. They were supposing, that's a dangerous thing. Misususe, no. Know the truth, know the reality. Walk in the truth and let it be a blessing to you. Men susu se e wo nyame fie na ebone. Hello. Baby ratina radi fie. A lot of stayed in the house of the Lord, living presumptuous life. At the end of the day, it has really ruined their life. And you know why we live such a life? Because we don't study the word. Hello? Because we don't study the word. Give me Numbers. Numbers chapter 15. Give me verses 30. We'll come back. Let me digress a little. We'll come back. I hope I got the text right. No, I'm no, 30. Give me 30. Not 13. Give me King James. Give me King James. I got it. But the soul, new, hey, we have that before any more do. My new King James, no. Minya, old student. But that would need do it. But the person who does anything presumptuously, whether he's a native born or a stranger, that one brings reproach on the Lord, and he shall be cut off from among his people. Mr. Susu said, oh, that I'm says our time in the me ba ni upon bra. Ne ni yin na meshia grease. Hello, cry. Hello. Me feel sir, Mr. Susu said, a yam sir, ye fantin radi fee. What is the Bible say? Say amen. Let me trouble your theology a little. A yam sir, it is not faith. Presumption is not faith, or faith is not presumption. Between faith and presumption, there is a place in between these two things now. It is called the will of God.
You must search for the will of God, walk in the will of God, do the will of the Lord, so God's blessings will be your portion. What is the Bible saying? What is the word of the Lord saying? Say amen. Now you must say yes to come. Some of them to have taken the pain to be sure of what God is saying. To be sure, say yes to come. They didn't do that. And for a whole day, they missed Jesus. And do you know something? When they realized that Jesus was not with them and they had to go look for him, it took them 3 days. Somebody listen to me. You can make a decision in a day, but it will mess you up for 3 days. It will mess you up for 3 weeks. It will mess you up for 3 months. And for some one-day decision, 24-hour decision, it can mess your life up for the next 3 years. For, listen, they missed Jesus. They were not sure that he was with them, but they assumed, say, he was with them. And when they realized, say, he was not with them, it took them 3 days. Many are reaping consequences of certain actions they took years back today. In 24 hours, David took a decision, and the consequences was too much unbearable for him. He took a decision with Bathsheba. Within 24 hours, he missed it. Samson took a decision in 24 hours and he messed up his end. Peter took a decision. What happened to Judas? To Peter. Within that 24 hours, if they had taken the pain to be sure that Jesus was with them, it wouldn't have taken them 3 days going around asking people, Na unhu kufi Yesu. It wouldn't have taken them that 3 days. Amen. 45. Verse 45. Let's go. Now, when they could not find him, they went back to Jerusalem. When they could not find him, they went back to where? Oh, church, let's pray. To where? Jesus does not leave his people. We leave him. No way. I say, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Jeremiah 1:19. So if you find yourself at a place that you feel said you are alone now, Abishia, remind yourself of where you left Jesus, where you missed him, and go back for him. Praise God. That's it. So when they could not find him for 3 days, then the mother remembered, said, "Na yenini nyina wa Jerusalem. Ni yenini nyina e wa sori fie ho. En ye jan ho. Let's go back there and look for him." Help me preach the one next to you. Busana said, "Where did you leave Jesus?" You must go back and get him. They went for Easter program and they lost Jesus. They missed Jesus, but they didn't know. And when they came to themselves, they had to go back to where they left him. Say amen. Tonight, someone must be real to himself or herself. Wherever you left Jesus, please go back and embrace Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Oh, my pastor, he's still with me. I can guarantee you, sir, he may not be with you. How do you expect to go to a place of prostitution and expect Jesus to follow you there? How do you expect to go to a place to gossip and Jesus will go with you? Following you there? No. Abushina, Jesus will follow you only to places that he leads you. Where he guides you. That is where he will follow you. So if you decide to go the other way around, he waits at the junction waiting for you, sir. I wish you well. But I can guarantee you, sir, he's always there waiting. Yes, that I am sure about it. Anytime. A lot of pastors have missed Jesus. They've lost him. Choristers, they've lost him. Instrumentalists, they've lost him. Prayer guys, they've lost him. Tonight, all I want to communicate, all the Lord wants to bless us with tonight, and say, we should be mindful that in the course of the celebration, we don't miss Jesus. And tonight, if you do a retrospect within yourself and be very honest with you, kai, brewasi, stop faking. Nekai say, onkau ho. Nekai say, nanu bi, uko din se kuro no watching ho. Odi jai jai wen yai no penny baby jina ye. No chao. O da hujina ho. Obi Christo da hujina salibu tre chao. O de men to aso. It's an akoto bi asem so pepepe. But all I want to tell you is that he left you, or you left. No, he did not leave you, but you left him at the entrance of a particular room, at the entrance of a particular office. You left him. You left him. Now no Easter be our call. And I said, Easter he plans our fa, a power bomb. He left you when he started taking those decisions. Amen. They went back to the church. Tonight, someone should go back to Jerusalem where you left him. Go back to Jerusalem. He is there. And when they got to Jerusalem, Jesus was on the pulpit. Yeah, he was on the altar. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. He was on the pulpit. He was on the altar. He's always here. And we are supposed to live here with him. But many a times, we leave him here and we go empty. Have you wondered why you share the grace? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. But you go and come 1 week, nothing happens. Because what will guarantee that goodness and that mercy and that favor is the Lord going with you. But if he lingers behind, if he stays behind, whilst you are not aware, you will miss him. Amen. Someone go back to where you left Jesus. The good news is that he is still waiting for you. Praise God. Go back. Go back. Just go back. Repent and go back. Repent, go back, tell him you are sorry. Don't let 2023 Golgotha convention, Easter convention end whilst you still don't have Jesus with you. Amen. Do you know what sometimes we do? We assume, like we just said, because we have given an offering, he should be with us. Because we are singing in church, he should be with us. Because I'm still working as an usher, he should still be with us. No, it doesn't work like that. Because I'm still preaching. A lot of pastors are preaching, but Jesus is not with them. A lot of people are singing, but Jesus is not with them. You may still have the relationship, but there's a great possibility that you might have lost the fellowship with him. Say amen. Tonight, all I came to share with you is that, look, there's a lot going on. But in all of this, let us be mindful not to lose Jesus. Easter is about Jesus, not the fun here and there. Easter, it is about who? Jesus, and not the fun. I'm not saying don't have fun. I saw a post a few days ago. A church has, I don't know, some of we the pastors, we need to be helped. I saw a program, an Easter banner they have done. and the artwork, I saw egg. Nkosia. Yes. Nkosiana. And yet the artwork now, oh my, I saw it like that. I was like, whoa. This pastor needs to be helped. Easter and Yonkosia. Hello?
Hi.
But you see, people will congregate there. They will sing songs. A verse will be quoted. Someone will preach. They will pray. They will shout. They will make noise and close and go. Nkosia no more deko. And yet Jesus. Easter Nyankosia. Easter Jesus. No matter the explanation they may want to give, I can never accept Nkosia as Easter or as Passover. No. But this is what is happening. Say amen. Amen. Tonight, listen to me carefully. Don't end this program. Don't end any aspect of church service. Whether it's a Sunday, whether it's a midweek service, don't walk out of this place leaving Jesus here. Many of us are doing that. But tonight, it's my prayer, sir. You're careful. How do you come to church and pick an offense and go, believing, say, Jesus is with you? And that's a soft for preaching. I say, Ama, and come on, I'm Liam Medina. That's why I could catch yourself for me preaching. Then, unless you cry, I'm the member. It will never be a blessing to you. Hello, but now, on the altar. You went alone. He is not with you. Say amen. Let us be mindful not to lose Jesus as we go through this celebration. Rise up on your feet. Yesterday I took so much time. Today I wanted to discipline myself. Lift up your hands up. It's a simple message. Don't lose Jesus. And do a retrospect within yourself. And wherever you left him, go back. Someone left Jesus when he stopped praying. Someone left Jesus when he stopped coming for midweek service. Someone left Jesus when he stopped fasting. Another person lost Jesus when he stopped tithing. Another person lost Jesus when he stopped evangelizing. We lost Jesus when we stopped participating in the things of God. You may still be related because one or the other, and would you are sorry. One or the other, sorry, calendar be war. One or the other, who any be a Christo DB does one the John the James. Any be a in the course of the week, in the course of the month, what will inform me about our religion, our Christianity? You still affiliate yourself, you still associate yourself with Christ. But without the fellowship aspect, forget it. Praise God. Lift up those hands. Please go back. Masa ehina uja eno. Just go back. Just go back. Jai takashina uya no. Trying to still keep yourself at that level. Please, brewansi and go back. Brewansi. When Nathan kokachire David, and what a smart prophet. Oman scenario. David said, we must deal with the person. I say, crache yawa. David, what? When David heard that, no, the culture was Psalm 51. Yeah. And one of the statements he made in Psalm 51 was, do not let your spirit depart from me. That was all that David feared. And you won't win your dear baby and free me. So, because the idea Saul can be by David. David, listen, Saul was still on the throne. You see, we serve a God that over to me on my post.
obeying himself through so na still post no kitao. Oh yeah, Nyakopon pena odimotiwa. Eh? Onya konyan influence mo. Uba tonyo so ni musira ni wachi. Uba preachi so ni musira ni wachi. Uba yet your baby so ni musira ni wachi. Oh, ni wufri wada. Oda wati wo. Ba wa yi wadi. Uba koswa ba sore nensu onka wo. You will still be identified with a pastor. You will still be identified with a church. But because you have no fellowship with him, you may be the mother of Jesus. You may be the father of Jesus. The earthly father of Jesus like Joseph. But hey, if you left him in Jerusalem, on Kawaho, you must go back and look for him. Amen. When Nathan told David, said, look, you are the one. Quickly, he went on his knees. He begged. He repented. Please, don't keep any fake life. You are not who you used to be. Stop pretending. The Lord is not with you. Go back. Because he's still waiting for you. I mean, that is one lovely thing about God. That is how he grace in here, Juma. He will still be there waiting for you. Gonano waka say, what the bonnie new woo nyanife. Dabi and Yenife. Tonight we want to go back to where we missed him. Ceremonies, no rituals, no feast, you know, are you too much? Prophet Mankani Yafachemi, how would I do a revival program and for people to come, I put a comedian on the bill? On God, yes. A revival. What? Then I put a comedian. A love is picnic, I don't have a problem with that. But not a revival. I saw for a becassas in full new gusso, not comedians, soon for Nicata. Because comedian in a poly crowd. Hey, semi Genesis name a revelation to me and poly crowd, BBM poly crowd. Be you, me Genesis name a revelation. Et me for a dumb and man, I'm fear. And the anchor and your comedian. I'm being very honest with you. Let us go back to where we left him. Mary and Joseph, the mother of Jesus. Whoever thought that, that's why I quoted 1 Corinthians 10:12. Yeah, Jaisa, shaking reasons. And now you can fall. Be honest with yourself. You know, say you are still singing, but Eradin Sefruso. You know, say you are still part of prayer team, but Eradin Sefruso. You know, say you are still preaching, but the rabbi said for so because I was sure you left him somewhere. How say your mom was so for me? No more question. No one's soon nearby. Who was then your best end? The witchy on Wajao Mummy and Uncle Chow Nipa me and Uchad Yammy and Nubak when you be. Oh, go see the dead vampire. One sinner by the facture and such an outing and who be aye. Listen, you have left him behind. He is not with you. On come. Look, in this season, as we go through this festive season, let it bring a reflective season for you. Sit down. Yeshua be woo and po. Niwa wunu. Am I abusing? You see, a lot of us, we are abusing the grace. We are taking the love of God, the grace of God, the mercies of God for granted. Listen to me. Not until you take Christ for granted, you will never leave him behind. It takes men and women in the house of God. It takes men and women in the body of Christ who have taken Christ for granted. Your mobile phone, see, look, listen. If I am careless, I'll leave this here. Our relationship with him has become a careless one, not a careful one. So we've left him. And you're now Don't leave him and go. Na bua bi kwachi wo a. Se se ya bua bi nyanche wo no abusua dwane. But I bet where you left him, embrace him back. And the, you see obi mama ka se minchira no. Obi mama ka se minchira no. When a prodigal son left his father. Ne papa no da ho tifi ho. Baby akola ne ja ne papa no. E wona papa ne te. Papa no so la no ohwe kwan. Mama mo obi assurance wo ha. Say you also by Yeshu when you are a nada or betcha. The father of the prodigal son was always sitting on the fence, looking forward for the return of his son. Don't you think the father could have sent servants and said, guys, go look for my boy and bring my boy here? Just a command. Servants would have Abba and Kwaba Tuamwagukrom. So I'm going to share a brand new number. Papa, I'm going. What you? Only me the owner. Only me the obet me aye. And only me here dia dakro a betoni bano. Into what you? Is it anke we ready this akulane tina se bread no wase. Wase nko eti me papa fi okure didi. Nenye me odeshi. Nenye me ande bane me. Mafum. Mati meja padia. My son, my super, my brother, I have left my father, I have left all the resources, I have left all the provisions, but hey, tonight I will go back. And you see, along the line, that brother, he kind of started feeling, and I'm going to go. Was a one you could have catches on for me as a libra. Me pra prefio. Me mam one on punching and cook on a double nerdy and ye dear. Would one mammy yes, Edgeman? And when the father saw him from afar, when the mammy can say, Mitchell, will you turn the crack a cry to my yes, you shall say, sir, or also bow? Will you turn it? Listen, but what is repentance? Repentance, no. Me ko say. What are they? Repent! Let me Gina. Let me try you 10 say. The moment I met 10 years, many people boy yes when you know. You are so two and a more. Let's say Miss Meya Debe. Miss me two and a more bad ebbishan. Don't leave Jesus behind. It is Easter. It's a festive season. Make sure, sir, in your celebrations, you don't leave him. And for some of us, we've already even left him behind. We are here because it's a program. Somebody said because now we'll be afraid. Ask me who I saw the I'm Mr. Nazi and the important one. And somebody said program need a member. Program need a member. And then the pressure or necessary sub pressure, and nobody can give me that pressure. My church members know. Nobody can give me pressure to organize programs just for people to come. No. Come on. Take me out. I'm not one of the pastors. I'm not no signboard. Enough of this nonsense. No, it's not a program. Enough of this nonsense. Well, who? My time is now. No, it's not a program. My time. No. I'm not that type. Because I won't put pressure on myself. Say, keep on doing programs so people will come. No way. Say, kweseda sorry anyewa program na nyewa. Say, wukwada a sorry Bible nchirachire awesome no say anyewa. Bien well, but you because I'm a church calendar, I stick to it, and nothing of I'm a catcher, mama. May all night the Dutch and I may be there. I was telling mama, the Dutch and I may be there. Empire now, Bob, oh, Pablo, but your memory down the past 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, memory down the past year bonfire. If you don't have any day, me entertaining any unnecessary pressure
on myself. Amen. Where have you left Jesus? Mary and Joseph returned back. Go back. The prodigal son went back. David went back. And even Samson, when he missed it, and messed up with his life, Bible making some interesting statement. We say, in his death, he killed more people than even when he was alive. I'm not too familiar with that particular verse, but that's what Bible is. Check it and you see. I won't tell you a lie. In his death, you see, at the tail end, he realized that, Sammy, and he found himself in between two pillars. And now he called on the Lord for the last time. That was a sign of returning back to him. Say amen. Men train my boy being chewans. Men train your bushia, men train. Nabibia be sick. Ne ye be fresh a soft for ne mukwa kanchila ne soft for me. Uba bi okrana miti abrichiri. Mukwa kanchila ne soft for. Dabi. Somebody, let's return back. Stop the fake life. Brewase. What you are seeing, be honest with yourself. Say amen. Most often, what we call revival is not revival. You can never be revived and be excited. No. That's it.
Revival is so quite your name, Bravo.
Will you say revival? I was three. Yabatin Fifri. Revival! Yapo, Yasukov, Yokra, want to minko. Church is over. Go home. You can't even go. I want your soup. A shawma. Hello? Mami, can you be it is not enough to feel sorry. Stop. Listen. I have regretted. Everybody who does wrong and is brought before judgment has some level of regret. Regret is not enough. Tonight, somebody should stop regretting and start repenting. Stop regretting and start repenting. Say amen. Revival bar. Oh boy, answer it. No. The end result, the fruit of a revived whatever, no, and no ne yet that excitement, no. But yes, Syria near the initiative. Yaka, amen. Lift up your hands with me. Lift up your hands with me. How can Jesus' Mary leave Jesus behind? And for a whole day, Iti one man win say lunch apa. Iti a weird through ya noa no omu di gobeno. To a man kai say yes unidi. They had lunch. We talking about a whole day. Iti Mary ni Joseph to a man nidi. Iti a man kwa nsuko to nsuko man ni omo. Iti a man kai say wamu banu chese wanidi. Anka omu tiye duyanu hu di kurano kwa omu kai say ye banu. Where did he? And I said, "Where did he?" If you want to know more, I will turn into one guy saying, "I met you through the womb." One guy. It's one guy saying, "You make him turn in a dark crow." Or the baby tell me, "It's one guy, no." I keep saying these things because Obi, you are still proving stubborn, but allow yourself. And go back a little and return to where you left God. Father, I am sorry. Lord Jesus, we are sorry. Wherever we left you, tonight we are coming back for you. Baby, be a jaw, what are you? Because what shall you say? What are you?
Osumo, a Haimo, a Jamo, in Suomo, what's the Kaya Yawanya Yanya Jao and a dream? We repent of our ways. We are sorry for leaving you behind. We are sorry for losing you. But tonight we are coming back. But tonight we are returning back. Lift up a voice and talk to the Lord. Father, tonight I repent of my ways. And I come back to you. With a contrite spirit, I return, O God. We return, O Lord. We return, O Lord. Wherever we have left you, tonight we repent. Tonight we repent of our ways. We repent, we come back. We repent and we come back. We repent and we come back. Like the prodigal son, we left you. But tonight, we are coming back. We can't afford to lose you in this festive season. We can't afford to lose you in the midst of the celebration. Therefore, tonight we return back to you. 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 In the name of Jesus, come and talk to him. Repent. Talk to him. Repent. I talk to him. Return. Come back to him. He's more than ready. He's more than ready. He's more than ready. He's more than ready. He's more than ready to embrace you. He's more than ready to receive you. He's more than ready to embrace you. We cannot afford to miss him. We cannot afford to lose him. We cannot afford to miss him. We cannot afford to lose him. Oh, Jesus. If I consider the story of the prodigal son, when he realized that he has lost his father. I mean, like I said, don't forget, he was still his father, but he lost fellowship. He was still his father, but he lost fellowship, and he had to return. And when he returned, to his surprise, his father restored him. Tonight, as we return, we want to pray for restoration. Lift up those two hands up. Father, in your mercy, in your grace, restore me. I am sorry, but as I have returned back to you, in your wisdom, in your mercy, and in your grace, Papa, restore me. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Restoration. Restoration. Some of us, the illness we are battling with, it is as a result of we losing him. But as we have returned back to him, may he restore our health. For some of us, the financial challenges we are going through, the problems around us, it is as a result of we losing him. But as we have returned back to him, may he restore us. Talk to the Lord. Come on, talk to the Lord. Restoration, 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 restoration. Restoration, restoration. That honor we lost, that glory we lost, that favor we lost, that blessing we lost. May we be restored. 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 Father, restore us tonight, we pray. Lord, restore us as we return back to you. May we be restored. As we return back to you, may we be restored, Lord. As we return back to you, may we be restored. 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 May we be restored in the name of Jesus. Can
Can you please take me to Psalm 51? I want us to pray some few prayer points there. And then I should put my microphone down. Psalm 51, please. Let's start from verses 1. Have mercy on me, O Lord, because of your unfailing love. Not because of me, but you. Your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stains of my sin. Then let's press, please. Wash me from all my guilt and purify me from all sins. Let's go. For I recognize my rebellion. My hands, it haunts me day and night. Let's go. Against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. Let's go to 5. It says that, for I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. Give me the last one. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom. Give me the 7 in addition. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be white than snow. This is how someone who returns back to where he left God. These are his words. These are the things he said. Lift up those hands. Once again, I want us to pray, Lord, restore us. Again, what we continue, it says, restore the joy of my salvation. There was this excitement you had when it had to do with God. There was this inner peace you had when it had to do with God. You have missed it. You have missed it, because even though you may still have the relationship, the fellowship is not there. So church has become boring to you. Preaching has become boring to you. Prayer hours have become boring to you. You have lost the joy of your salvation. The day you were forgiven, the day you were saved, that excitement, you have lost it because you missed the fellowship with him. Once again, lift up your hands. Father, restore us. Restore the joy of our salvation. Restore our peace. Restore our joy. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice, talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice, talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice, talk to the Lord. The psalmist said, restore the joy of my salvation. Lift up your voice again. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Restore to me. Make me willing to obey you. Make me willing to obey you. Restore the joy of my salvation. Talk to him. Restoration, restoration. Restoration, restoration. Restore us, Lord. 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 My last prayer point is the B part. Make me willing to obey you. Asa. If I wonder, the prodigal son was going back to his father, he says that even if he makes me, he should even make me one of his servants. And every servant obeys. Hello? So the young man returned back to his father, willing now to obey everything his father says. As we have returned. Because if we had obeyed him, and he left you, you went alone. As we have returned back to him, we are praying for the grace to be willing to obey him. Finally, lift up your hands. We want to pray, Father, make me willing. Let me be willing to obey you. Let me be willing to obey you. Let me be willing to obey you. With a willful heart, let me obey you to the latter. Lift up your voice and talk to him. Make me willing to obey you, Lord. Make us willing to obey you, Lord. As you lead us, as you direct us, as you order our steps, make us willing. Make us willing. Make us willing to obey you. Make us willing to obey you, Lord. Talk to him. 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 He be free, we are seen, born in you. Papa na kwa shamu se ya tenasi ya kunse wuni mwa enye ye na won kahua enye ye anajui ya tenasi ya kai kai ajinjin hu ehun se ya namu tu binti ya shiro ya mpese uvrati afiso ye kai wuwono usori yeno ye liye ni jeni ya usepe ni ya urusidi yeno befomu keke won't can your home. Sandy, we return back to you. We confess of our sins, repent of our ways, and we pray that you'll be merciful unto us. According to your compassion and your love, show us mercy, forgive us our sins, and reconcile us back once again. We pray, like the prodigal son, Father, embrace us back to yourself. Restore us all our losses. Restore us, Lord, our honor and our glory again. Restore us our position, Lord, with you again. Restore, God, that fellowship we had with you again. Father, revive our prayer life again. The days we used to fast, Lord, revive us once again. The days we are so committed to reading and meditating your word, revive us once again. Gracious to us. Tonight our honest prayer is that Lord, restore the joy of your salvation back to us. Yekai. Said in the Nigeria who see the Ashaya ma. He said, Yahoo, Nishia Winti. Restore that joy back to us. And our honest prayer is that cause us to be willing, no matter what it would take. Cause us to be willing to obey you, to obey your leadings, to obey your directions, to obey your guidance, to obey your word. Help us, Lord. Make us willing to obey you. Tonight I pray for someone. By reason of that person leaving you behind is battling a serious infirmity. I pray for someone tonight, Lord. By reason of that person leaving you behind today is troubled financially. By reason of someone leaving you behind today, that person is troubled in all relationships. I pray. Show mercy. Heal the sick. Show mercy. Restore all financial fortunes. Show mercy. Restore all marriages.
and all relationships. To restore, oh God,
bless your people once again. Bless your people once again. Bless your people once again. Tonight we thank you for the opportunity to return back to you. You are too good a God. All this while you were waiting for us. Many are dead, but we are alive because you are waiting for us. Tonight we have returned back to you. Make us your own, and we will forever make you our own. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together. And there's one thing that I will ask. It has been my resolve everywhere I stand to preach. When I'm done, I call for the church to pray for me. I humbly ask, with the permission of the set man of the house, stretch forth your hands towards me. This year, one of the things you should be committed to is to be praying for your shepherds. We go through a lot, we don't tell you. It is your prayers that will keep us. Many men of God started well, they are not ending well. Any man of God, you will find people pointing fingers at as a false man of God. I can tell you that almost about 85 to 90% they started well. 80 to 90% they started well. But along the line, some friendships, some whole lot. Stretch forth your hands towards me. In your words, I want you to pray for me. I believe strongly the Lord through me has been a blessing to you last night and tonight. But pray for me, please. Pray for me, please. Jude chapter 1, verses 24. May I never stumble, may I never fall. May I be presented blameless. May I be presented before the throne of God without a single fault. Pray for me, please. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for my ministry. Pray for my wife. Pray for my children. Ask the Lord to order my steps. I should hear the Lord with clarity. I should hear the Lord with clarity. I should remain willing to obey the leadings, the guidance, and the directions of the Lord. Just pray for me, please. Just pray for me, please. Just pray for me, please. Apostle Paul said, when you say a prayer, pray for us also. Pray for us also. The days are evil. We must stick to the core mandate. Pray for us also. Not to go wayward, but to remain with the Great Commission. The mandate and the assignment given to us. Pray for us also. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put those hands straight towards me on your chest like that. May every heart desire of yours. May every heart desire of yours. As long as it brings glory to God. May it be answered. Any heart desire. I serve a God who is able to do all things. And therefore tonight, every heart desire, from your health to your wealth, marriage to family, in the wisdom of God, may it be granted. May the Lord put a new song in your mouth.
Someone hear me. Someone hear me. Your days of being mocked is over.
Your days of being mocked is over. By reason of your return back to embrace Christ, I declare over your life that your days of mockery is over in the name of Jesus. The Lord is putting a new song in your mouth. Your song has changed. Your story will change in the name of Jesus.
I lift up a prayer for you. Go and prosper.
Go and prosper.
Go and excel in all that you do, because God is with you. I lift up a prayer for someone here. There is this attack coming from your family. Some are coming from your mother's line. Some are coming from your father's line. The Lord has given us his word in Jeremiah 1:19. And he says that they will really fight against you, but they can never prevail against you, because I am with you. By reason of God being with you, by reason of God being with you, by reason of God being with you, may he make you a victor and not a victim in the name of Jesus. Any scheme of the enemy against your life, you will never be a victim. Come on, I said you will never be a victim. Come on, I said you will never be a victim. Come on, I said you will never be a victim. Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said, you have seen well. For surely, I am going to carry every plan I have towards you. I prophesy over someone's life. That dream will come to pass. That vision will come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord. You have seen well, therefore your expectation will not be cut off. Your expectation will not be cut off. That saith the Lord. Surely to everything there is an end, but your expectation, because it is bringing glory to God, it will never be cut off. I pray for you. As your soul prospers, as your soul is prospering, may you prosper in all other things. I said, may you prosper in all other things. I said, may you prosper in all other things. And someone hear me, as you step out of this place, because you are not leaving Jesus behind, mountains will clap for you. I said, trees will clap for you. Mountains will sing for you. Trees will sing for you. Because Christ is with you. You will never be put to shame in the name of Jesus. There is someone here. 2023, you have been trusting God for helpers. I have a word for you. By reason of Jesus being with you, this answer will come with winti, but no will be for. I command helpers from the north. I command helpers from the south. I command helpers from the east. I command helpers from the west.
May they locate you in the name of Jesus.
And now here, any veil between you and your helpers, may that veil catch fire. May that veil catch fire. May that veil catch fire. May your helpers locate you. That helper is coming. I said that helper is coming. One of these days, as you sit in that trotro, the one next to you is an angel in disguise. One of these days, as you wait at the bus terminal, that helper is coming your way, because Jesus is with you. A helper is coming your way. You will not miss your helpers. You will not miss your helpers. You will not miss your helpers in the name of Jesus.
Someone listen to me. There is a day set for you to be honored, but the enemy is planning shame. I prophesy over your life. On your day of honor, you will never be put to shame. On your day of honor, you will never be put to shame. On your day of elevation, on your day of promotion, you will never be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you.
Whatever you lay your hands on to do, it will prosper. Because the Lord is with you. Because the Lord is with you. I rebuke any spirit of fear. How can Jesus be with you and you are afraid? That is not of God. I rebuke that spirit of fear. I declare you free. I declare you free. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, cross of Golgotha, he said, it is finished. I declare that that is your portion in the name of Jesus. Shout a big amen 3 times. Give the Lord a praise. Turn to the one next to turn the person. I am living here with Jesus. I trust you are also living here with Jesus. Tell the other one, don't leave Jesus behind. Amen. Prophet, permit me, as some people are led, if you permit me, I may want them to sow a seed. As you are led. People have missed Jesus because in such atmosphere, when they were supposed to make some sacrifices, they held on to that Isaac in the midst. I don't want you to miss it. If the team can help me give envelopes, I'm going to pray over it. A seed you've never sown, something that will pinch you, something that will keep you thinking. And when the breakthrough comes, you remember that the God of Alabaster gave you that breakthrough. Say amen. Am I permitted, Papa? Can I have envelopes, please? You are a covenant-keeping God. You don't need our help. Neither do you need our money. You are not interested in blood sacrifices and all of this. But for our own good. The Bible says that Samuel prayed and he offered a sacrificial lamb. And after that, you heard his prayer. We have returned back to you. Want to enter into a covenant with you. As we sow these seeds, let heaven speak favorably on our behalf. Let testimonies follow us. Breakthroughs and miracles in the name of Jesus. Whoever picks this envelope, Father, by faith, every heart desire they bring before you, in your wisdom, let it be granted. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please, can I be helped by the protocol team? Give it out. Come, take it from their hands. I don't want to take much time. So, Papa, I can take some 5 more minutes. So they come take it from me. Please come, take it from me. God bless you. If yours is ready, you can come drop it. If your checkbook is not here, go prepare. Just trust God. In such an atmosphere, don't come and leave the set. Such things. When I'm led, I don't have. Said, once I'm led, I don't hesitate. Thank you so much. You need an envelope. Oh, okay.
Brother, thank you so much. God bless you. You need an envelope. The Lord bless you. Is there? God bless you.
Shall we be upstanding, please? Wow. Before we pray for the man of God, we pray for him. Before we, every virtue gone out of him, pray for his family and the ministry, everything. You have your envelope back, you can come to the altar. If you don't have it yet, don't worry. You can bring it tomorrow. It's fine. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you. All right, stretch your hands. Bethshem is one very, very beautiful ministry that God has raised in this country. A level of their excellence, their willingness and obedience to the Holy Spirit is phenomenally amazing. Stretch your right hand and we pray for Apostle and his wife, the children, the church, their assignment. We pray that it will finish very well, all to the glory of Christ. Pray for them. The word says you will not leave us until you perform that which you have sworn and ordained. Give you glory. Father, we bless you that you have chosen your manservant in this end time for such a time like this, doing your glorious works through him. We give you all the absolute praise. Above all, thank you for sending us such a prophet with a message tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Are you clapping? Apostle, we love you. Those strings are touched. We love you. Thank you for coming. 2 days. It means a lot to us. Man, this man is busy. 2 days. Thank you. We appreciate you. God bless you. This young choir already, I think you've been to Israel three times this year, and been to other places also, Europe, whatever, that are London places. But we give God the glory for your life with such a multi-task schedule and assignment that you can still make the time for God's church and God's people. We can never pay for this. But we give God the glory for your love. We appreciate and treasure it. Are you clapping? Did it? Thank you. Take my apostle to the office for me and then, you know, protocol, help my daddy for me, please. And let's do it. Hallelujah. Sit for 1 minute. Let's take the announcements and we are on our way. The Lord bless you. What an Easter. What a fasting and prayer. Anytime the people of God met God, the Bible said, and the Lord will tell Joshua, prepare the people, tell them to sanctify themselves. In 3 days, they will cross this Jordan. Every fast in the Bible started with repentance. the Danielic fast, the Ezra fast, the Nehemiah fast, the Mosaic fast, the Joshua fast, the Abrahamic fast, the Christocentric fast. Every fast in the Bible started with repentance. Let me blow your mind. Every revival started with repentance. It was not, God will repent one day. No. It was repentance for even a year plus, and people were still repenting. The revival of Azusa Street, the revival of the Wesleys, the revival of Spurgeon, Moody, the revival of people like A. Allen, D.L. Moody, Charles Finney, John G. Lake, people, revivals that happened, strange revivals like Amy McPherson and John Knox, serious revival like the Billy Graham revival, the T.L. Osborne revival, revivals that took the world like, Rehard Bonnke's revival. It took prayer and repentance for a protracted time. It was not just, Lord, forgive me, business, 2 minutes was done. No, it was, intense travail, repentance, crying and wailing, sobbing, believing God, and something broke out just like that. John Wesley can go and stand at the cemetery and start preaching. He closes his eyes. He's standing on a tomb of somebody dead, preaching, and people will rush to the cemetery. If this is not God, I don't know what this one is. By the time he opened his eyes, there are 7,000 filled the place, cemetery, to come and hear what he's saying. It can only be God. Brother William Branham, when his revival broke out, strange revival, he had a very strange, the hollow of the fire. One day he was preaching and the fire appeared physically. And from that day, the hollow did not depart. Physically. William Branham. Physically. Or Bawufi or Sogate him. Ubetimia kase nipa ten netifia. Ye Freddy Udika in se, ye wone se, ube wuda se, ye to tosumino, ye friend se, ye wone da se, ube wuda se, ye tosumin sa, ye wone da se, ube wuda se, ujagate in my stops. One day he went to an abandoned factory. Factory is abandoned. Machines need be wire, 2 or 3 plug, socket, and a could plug in a shard in a boo. Wire and a keke and a dao. Utra machine on a spark. Wire that form. Ohima, we are too comfortable. Unam. Mama comfort call America 2 times by ye bombe fu any bre. Ubu fu any bre. Muntue. Hallelujah. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. It's a passion. A person who knows Jesus, a person who knows Christ, and ante. A person who knows no one. I don't want comfort. Me pay Jesus and who knows. I don't want convenience. If he would destabilize my life for me to see him, I'm prepared for that. I want to see Jesus. I said before we go to the next dimension, this bed will not be comfortable for us. I don't need this one. I want to see Christ. Maybe the next dimension of God. I want the next move of God. The next time we have seen this, glory to God. What is next? What is next? That is what I'm looking for. This is why I don't sleep. This is why, craziness, fasting, praying, seeking God and all that. I am not, I want to see Christ. So I don't think so, you know, you shouldn't be excited. Now, you have a great voice and great charisma. Mammy be no Church of Pentecost. Mammy no, Ninyum be brea to bad wind him say, Nedia. Uncle school da. One of our fan, a bushy, a good year, the margins, Maki or Cotton, Yama, Church of Pentecost, ye boom. I do my own, mammy, no sooner a bar. A young com shining him, Uncle Grandum, Tony so. And then she starts, Liboro Kalaba di Badada. I the Lord, I am among you. Ubi a womb goes good. And come to any shas or ribber of one, what you have fenum, a damning man and grow for a child. And then will be two brovenum. I mean, a womb goes good. It's a young generation, umu will be the number, a two numi two is enough. You could shoot two Charles Wesley songs. Something must be with that song. Think about what I said. Yeah, me no be for me for the grass, you know they may buy and I mean when for me for the grass, I got me near me. Yeah, one more cow on his way. You are no more dear. One more go on, okay, so bitch, my two new maybe. And they say something like, Captain of Israel, host them all for who sing the land number beneath thy shadow above them. Oh, I brought our strength, I grant thy word. Amen. That in the 18th. I turn him away from the 18th year to the 19th. Gusuto carries power. What will you be remembered for? I want to ask. At the end of the Bekai, Uniha, the end of the Bekai. Ediena yehu abiti ni abu udiyaka. Samedishi yedi ya mtenso wa masore. And wenyamishi wendra. Go home and answer that question to yourself. It's time for revival. Something is breaking out. Alabaster. God is turning a new opening to the next dimension. But I can tell you, in that dimension, flesh will not be part of it. Carnality will not be part of it. Envy will not be part of it. Jealousy will not be part of it. Partiality will not be part of it. Adultery, fornication will not be part of it. Impurity will not be part of it. As a matter of fact, dishonor to husbands and wives will not be part of it. You will see God's glory in its purity. I'm seriously telling you something. Amen. Pick up your offering. Let's close. Everybody online, this is revival. Pick up your offering. Let's close. You don't have it. Please don't be worried. Hallelujah. That is Mr. Yanni. All right. No problem. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we are receiving a very, very, very fine anointed man of God. I don't want you to miss him. Prophet Dominic Owusu Andor. Amazing man of God. Also a Tema-based prophet. Will be with us. He was going to travel out of the country, but he said, no, I canceled that one. I will be here. So we can't wait to receive him tomorrow and Thursday. And then on Friday, I will be ministering at the Passover service. Hallelujah. My message theme will be Jesus.
Mo Kristo som bachire bachire nu amodene na mo graha ne gana enye nu na meka ho asa ikura bible badie nya atwemfo ye tu aduro ebodua enye nu na meka bebe yesu bible se antioch omo hwe nipa no na aba azore no amse Any power we want to say Christo, say pepe pepe na na Christo tia. To me, Christo for. Amen. Me ngoda asore se oba eponwa emubi ni stable because your spirit is in a state of revival. Yeah. With me pom abunsi here awo hube mi mama. Hube timi a mi mama. Because spirit home nankasa e was said ye operate there is a spirit in man the breath of God gives them understanding the inspiration of God gives them understanding the breath of God the Holy Ghost hey Abigail Auntie Gifty, let me tell you something before we go. I would say when you're in Satya, the finger of God is spinning the axis of the whole universe. As mommy can imagine, can you hear Kasemo? You want Satya, the real Sifatua name, Chiniso. That means that God's finger is the pivot on which all the planets are spinning round. He said, yeah, Kamla Dumode basketball. Essin and Sassuna who spinning. Need the only one ball, but with the balls, baby, are spinning on there. Can you imagine if he takes out that finger and then decide to zoom it into the earth? And on the earth, there are five continents. Africa, America, Asia, America, I mean North and South America, Asia, Europe, and Australia. Decide to zoom it into Africa. And among all the African countries, he zooms into Ghana. And among Ghana, he zooms it into Greater Accra. And among Greater Accra, he zooms in into Alabasta. And even on all Alabaster, he didn't decide to touch everybody. He puts that, not finger, but hand on you. Chairman, You don't have an idea. Inti say the answer come. Eji na wa unye mepangwa. Yamen sabade mo hane tosu ada suji na unye me. Ante he. Ibiensi. E baha yameden answer come. Uti paye na da so teho. Udi ti paye na sanku. Ah. Ensan is spinning the whole world. Abetoso. Am I the diabetes sanku fi? Something is wrong. Unti nyam sumas. Revival no aye kan nya jumpy around. I met Pastor Eastwood. Not this time when he came, like December, around November, thereabout. He told me something. He said, if he said, you can pray for 5 hours. He said, if I enter my prayer room, I cry till I come out. He said, I cry tears. By the time I come out, my eyes are red. Tears are flowing. Go home and look for that Jesus. I pray over your sacrifice. May the Lord favor you. In Jesus' name. Come to the altar briefly before we go. One of the old Pentecostal songs, Miri Makuma Beyiwaya. Ede makuma erawasi, ede makuma beyi, mede makuma. The two hands are lifted, let us close. The two hands are lifted. I commend you to God. May the Lord protect you, favor and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, be with us now and forever. Surely, all the rest of our lives, we will dwell in the house of God forever and ever, in Jesus' name. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic.
What I have realized about the church is that we have embraced the grace of God, and then in the embracing, we have abused the grace of God. We have taken the weightier matters and the sacred obligations of the things of God, and we have trampled it under our feet. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Had it not been for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went on the cross and gave himself as a ransom for us, for our salvation and redemption. As a matter of fact, why will somebody need redemption when you are already free? It means that you were condemned to death. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. That is why we can bring oil from India and sell it 15,000 Ghana city and call it a beifosro na kristo fo na tudi echire om di nipa ko jina bola so ni ejare no om di nipa ko jina sie no omujare obi yire ni ade srade asrani no fo ho. In the name of akwanchire, once you miss the light, you are going into the darkness. The wages of sin is death. And unti 26 no mewu, 25 no mewu, 18 no mewu, 19 no mewu. Hey! God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Don't bring useless traditions into the church, because the simplicity of the gospel is beautiful. Don't bring any cumbersome some excesses and emphasis that does not help anybody. The moment you rebuke them, then they begin to quote things like, we are under grace and not under law. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God will judge you. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Say it!
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.